talk about what your job is now.
My job is now is I'm instructor, but we're also going through that phase here. There's some real big changes happening here at Siemens Church in 14. Technology's really changed. We've taken a more analytical way of looking at how the mariner learns, and I said that briefly about the visual part. And with Apple technology, you can build these fantastic, robust pictures of, and Siemens Church happens to have thousands of pictures.
Right.
So I was able to get the key to that and look at these pictures. So I'm building these presentations that are more visually appealing and more visually stimulating to these boat captains, and we'll be able to reach people in different ways. So I'm an instructor, but I'm also a developer, a developer of those things, and also developing some new business because we're having Z-Drive vessels here, and that's coming into the market. A lot of people are building these new boats, the 50-year-old technology, but it's new to the brown water folks. Mm-hmm. So I'm a developer of that. I'm an instructor. I do those things here. Technology, bringing some new technology into the building. So that's kind of my job now.
Where do you see the industry, the river industry? I mean, you started out, it was pretty difficult to get a good job. That might have been specific to the coal.
It was just that there weren't as many jobs. You just couldn't get jobs. People didn't quit river jobs. And that was the mindset of that area. You just never left.
Yeah.
You never left that area. You were born, you raised, you died there. I mean, that's just where you went, and it was really cutting edge that I pulled my family up and left that area. That was shocking to my family, but also to them. But it wasn't to me, because I want to know what was around every corner, whether it was a road, a river, or whatever.
Yeah.
And anyways,
so
yeah.
Where do you think the industry is
now, going,
or where it is going? Yeah.
I think that the industry is going through some real changes, like everything else, evolution, right? I think we're going through the changes where, like I talked about in the 80s, 90s, we were going from an industrial society, a manual labor society, to a social, So, this is an odd way of describing it, but when I would interview deck crew and ask them, so, what makes you think that you can be a deckhand? Well, I think it's cool and interesting in boats and all this other stuff.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm going to ask you some questions that may help me decide whether you could do it. I said, and they said, okay. I said, have you ever mowed grass at noon? No. Have you ever slept in a tent with no air conditioning and sweat and got really hot and overheated? No. Did you like outside sports? Do you go outside a lot? If somebody didn't, they were not going to be able to take these kind of elements.
Right.
And some people tend to just run off and say, well, this generation's spoiled because they just didn't go outside and play. Well, drop the spoiled part and just say, well, they didn't have to. There was other interesting things that pulled them inside and they did whatever. But
true.
To go out and do this, this is an outside, this is a, outside sport, and not too many kids do that. I mean, it's a smaller group than it was to pull from in the 80s.
Right.
So when these folks go out here and get on a boat and they first experience one, the heat, the elements, and whatever, then they experience something like chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question about where you think that we have as an industry are having trouble retaining deck crew. Having trouble attracting good help to come out there.
And is there a high turnover? I mean,
people
leaving quickly?
About 17-18%.
Really?
Yeah, usually within the first 6 months.
Hmm.
Most of those people go. Some stay a little longer than get off, because some people like to be connected. In one way, it's easier now because you've got Facebook and you've got smartphones and you have tablets and you have the internet that's everywhere. When I started riding on a boat for Midland, there was no telephone.
Yeah.
There was no cable television.
Yeah,
Things would happen, and we wouldn't know it 24, 48 hours later,
right,
unless you heard it on a radio. And you listen to radio, and to the day, I'd rather listen to the radio than I would watch TV. Last time I turn the volume down on the television and listen like to a race or a baseball game. because people know to make it more imaginative, the radio announcers do, than what the television people do, because they know you can see it. So